I'm filling in for Tina, and I think it's the Holy Spirit because what I'm going to talk about today, Becky actually has a really great follow-up for, from what I hear. And I think when I say what I'm going to talk about, you're going to be like, ugh, whatever, this is dumb. But I'm going to prove to you, or hopefully prove to you, why it's not a waste of time. So I want to talk to you about defining the vision God has given you for your business. So really in an eggshell, what I'm talking about is vision statement. But because our businesses are not just businesses, they're ministries. They're God-inspired, right? They are just like, there's a lot of crossover between a church and a business. It's not always the same. You know, we don't always treat finances in the church as finances in a business or operations in a church as we would a business, but there is a lot of crossover. And we certainly have lots of vision for First Church, don't we? Yeah. And you should have vision for your business as well. And it's not something to just gloss over. I know for myself, that's like the last thing you want to think about when you're doing the day-to-day operations of a business. You just want to sometimes get through the week, right? You just want to make sure you've got more cash coming in than you have going out, that you got enough employees, you got just the day-to-day grind that you have to address. But I want to show you why vision statement and vision actually can help clear some of those things up for you and position you in a way where you can run your business more efficiently. Does that make sense? Okay. So feel free to ask me any questions or participate as much as you want. And we'll try to do this within 30 minutes. I don't have that many notes, but I do have a few. So, and again, I know this, just hearing that vision statement feels, especially for the guys, we're just like, ugh, whatever, who cares? Just go to work, get it done sort of mentality. That's how I feel. But after doing research, and for some reason, what's the deal? They don't have cooties. Yeah, it's the cooties. Cooties for sure. The itchy cooties. Okay. Yeah, it's like one of those things that's like, oh, that's too cerebral. That's too like whimsical, mammy-pammy sort of stuff. I think you'll be surprised at how important having clear, defined vision from God for your business can help your business run more effectively, okay? So let me ask you a question. Do businesses have identity? Do businesses have identity? Well, I don't know. It's debatable because a business is really an inanimate thing, but businesses are built around what? People. And people most certainly do have identities, don't they? So having a vision for your business is prophetically speaking identity over it, okay? Having vision for your business is prophetically speaking vision, or prophetic. Having vision is prophetically speaking identity, is prophetically speaking destiny for your business, or where you want it to be. You know, like when you're gone, when you leave this earth, what do you want your business to look like? Do you just want it to dissolve with your passing, or do you want it to have legs that go further than you do? And what do you want it to look like? What's the destiny of your business, right? And how do you want it to grow, or do you want it to grow? What do you want people to think about it when they engage with it? These are all really important questions that can help you kind of run through the day-to-day in a more streamlined way. So again, defining the vision statement God has given you for your business is prophetically declaring identity over your business. Proverbs 29, and this is in the Passion Translation, so it'll be a little whimsical as well, but it's really good. Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, where there is no clear prophetic vision, and for those of us who are not charismatic, you can even take that word prophetic out and just say, where there's no clear vision, people quickly wander astray. Okay? But when you follow the revelation of the word, heaven's bliss fills your soul. So a clear prophetic vision actually anchors you, anchors your heart, anchors your business, anchors your day-to-day, and actually acts as a guide to get you to where you want to be. Okay? Again, your business is like a ministry. It's meant to be a work of the Holy Spirit through you that reveals the kingdom of God around you. A vision statement is not just what you do, it's also why you do what you do. Obviously, making money is very important, right? That's a very important part of why you run your business. But if making money is the primary goal, you'll be very burnt out very quickly, right? How many of you know that already? When you just chase the dollars, you wear yourself out really quickly. Understanding that your business belongs to God and that you're just a good steward of it is a good start. But I actually believe the Lord wants to go deeper. He wants to actually wrestle with you about the heart of why you're doing what you're doing. And how many of you know that maybe a lot of this is just recap for us, but it's always good to take a pause and take a break and ask God, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why did you call me to do this? How does this honor you? Why am I doing what you're doing? Or why am I doing what you've called me to do? Again, it's one thing to start a business. It's something else completely to run, manage, and grow a business. You guys know that, right? That's sort of where I always saw, you know, I've dabbled in startup businesses, and I'm a great idea person. I'm a terrible manager, and I'm a terrible day-to-day operations person. And I actually am intimidated by those things. I'm really good at coming up with ideas, but ideas without executable vision are worthless, aren't they? They just actually get you in trouble sometimes, cause some debt to happen in your lives, or get you into a position where you are stuck. So having ideas is really great. It's good to have idea people around you, but you also have to have executable vision. You have to be able to articulate where you are, where you're going, where you want to be, and then make that happen, right? So it's one thing to start a business, it's a whole nother thing to run a business, isn't it? It is. Ideas without visions on how to execute in the world usually don't go far. Clear vision keeps you moving in the right direction and sustains you when things seem unsure, okay? So vision actually, again, anchors you and keeps you grounded in why you're doing what you're doing. Understanding why God has called you to do what you do and why he called you to do it creates lasting momentum for you to sustain when things get hard in the day-to-day. How many of you have ever just felt sick and tired of doing what you do, right? Vision statement's kind of like glycerine. It's like fuel treatment. Just keeps you moving, keeps you going, keeps you from being bogged down. Clear vision helps protect you from, this is really important for me, clear vision helps protect you from getting bogged down by busyness without purpose. How many of you know there's a lot of things you can do during the day? There's very few things that actually matter that you do, right? Yeah. And for me, I can get busy really quick. I can put my hand to a lot of different things, and sometimes that's a bad strategy. Actually, more likely than not, it's a bad strategy to keep busy. It's better to have clear vision so that you know the activities you're doing have purpose, and they fit that vision. Without vision, you just kind of do things to do things. You want to stay busy, but staying busy doesn't actually work all the time. It actually makes you just busy. Doing things that not just to do them, but because they feed the vision. An articulated vision statement that explains why God called you to do what you do gives you eternal perspective when the day-to-day grind of life begins to wear on you. So again, how many of you know you're going to stand before God and he's going to reward you because you were obedient to start the business and run the business he called you to? And that's like, well, really? I don't know if he is. I make money. I like making money. No, he really will. The jobs you provide, the commitment to your community, the stewardship of the lives that come in and out of your door, God's going to reward you for that. And sometimes you need to remind yourself of that because every day is not roses in the business world, is it? No, there's some days where you want to like put your hand through the phone and strangle the person on the other side, or you want to fire somebody just because you don't like them, or you just get angry. And to be able to have eternal perspective can help guard you from making decisions that might hurt you in the long run, okay? Again, a lot of people can easily explain what they do, right? So all of us in here could, in two sentences, say what we do for work, right? We could. But not many people can tell you why they do what they do. How many of you feel confident in why and being able to tell people why you do what you do? It's a whole different thing, isn't it? Maybe have to think about that. Stutter over your words a little bit more, like, oh, I don't know. Why do I do what I do? I just do it. That's what I do. It's important to be able to articulate that. A vision statement keeps that narrative kind of cycling through you, through your mind and through your spirit. Clear vision anchors your decision-making to the eternal as opposed to what feels important in the moment. It can keep you from settling for less than what you're called to, okay? So it's not good to always make decisions based on how you feel, right? We all know that, especially if you're in the business world. Making decisions based on how you feel is how you go back and undo a lot of bad mistakes, right? So clear vision statement works as sort of like a filter for your decision-making during the day. Does this fit into the eternal purpose of why I'm doing what I'm doing? Or is it just something that I don't really need to worry about? It'll work itself out. Am I stressed out because this is going to divert what I'm called to? Or am I stressed out because I just don't understand what I'm trying to fix right now, right? Vision statement actually works as a filter to help you make conscious decisions that feed the purpose of what you're doing, okay? A clear vision statement keeps you anchored to why you're doing what you're doing, protects you from making rash decisions that seem right in the moment but don't fit in the picture long term, okay? So let me ask you a question. How does God use your business to serve himself and people around you? When's the last time you've thought about that? How does God use your business to serve him and the people he's put around you? Do you view your business as a beacon in your community to reveal God? You think about your business in that way, that it's actually a mission? You're revealing the glory of God through the marketplace by doing work. Did you ever think about that? Your business is a beacon to reveal God. What void in the community does your business fill? It's an important question. And maybe for some of you who are like looking for the next way to branch out, a really good place to start is, what is something in my community that my business could fill really quickly and really easily? Okay, it's a good question to ask. What part of your business do you get really excited about looking towards the future? How many of you like to dream with God about your business? Okay, nobody. That's fine. Well, here's the truth. God likes to dream with you about your business, whether you like to dream with him or not. Okay? God is actually inviting you to search his heart and dream with him about your business. And you know, it's not selfish to think about expansion, especially if God has called you to it. It's rebellious to his will to stay where you are if he's called you to be somewhere else, if he's called you to grow. And again, growth is not the pinnacle of business. It's not like you have to grow your business to be successful. Some people are very successful doing the same thing that they're called to do, but multiplying it to somebody else and creating, helping other people start businesses. So business growth is not the cream of the crop business owner. But you should be able to dream with God about that. Ask him, wrestle with him, let him show you what he sees for your business, and then act upon that, okay? How do you want people in your community to view and perceive your business? It's a pretty big one, right? How do you want people to, what reputation do you want your business to have? What do you want people to say on Google reviews and Facebook reviews? And how do you want people to tell their neighbors about you after they've had an experience with your business? Do you feel like the people who interact with your business connect quickly to the values and culture your business embodies? And I know you probably have never even thought about that before, but think about that. Do these people seem like they just kind of like get it? They understand your business identity quickly? Or does it feel kind of awkward and bulky, like you've got to have a lot of relationship with that person before they truly understand the core of who you are and what you're about? It's a good question to ask. Do you believe that when people interact with your business, this is a good one, do you believe that when people interact with your business, they are influenced in a positive way that honors God? Okay? And again, you could easily pigeonhole this like customer service. It's not customer service. It's client relationships. It's business transactions. Do people who engage with your business get influenced in a positive way that honors the Father and reveals him? Okay? And I'm going to talk a little bit about how vision can actually create better customer retainment. So for those of you who do customer service, How many of you know that being the cheapest is not the best way to retain customers? Did you know that? It's actually proven. Like, I did a lot of statistic research this week preparing for this. Doesn't actually mean a whole lot to customers, actually. And in fact, for myself, when I'm like looking for, I think about it like fast food because I'm a fat guy. I love food. I don't look for the cheapest food. I look for the best quality food. Right? I look for the best experience. Like that's, I'm gonna talk about Chick-fil-A a little bit today. But that's why I love Chick-fil-A. It's quick, super quick. The people who work there are gonna honor me as a human, right? They're gonna treat me with respect. And I'm gonna get a great sandwich that is literally the best fried chicken you're gonna get in a bag in the whole Upper Cumberland, right? Has nothing to do with price. I don't even know how much the chicken sandwich costs. How many of you know the price of your favorite chicken sandwich that you can? No, nobody, because nobody really cares about that. We're not, you know, counting our pennies like, ooh, I would have went to Dairy Queen, but they're 25 cents more expensive than Wendy's, so I'm not doing. No, that's stupid, right? Being the cheapest is not always the best way to get people. In fact, it's kind of low, and consumer studies show it's like one of the lower priorities that consumers have when choosing a business. It's estimated, and this is from Forbes magazine, you can go find it yourself, it's estimated that 64% of consumers find brands much more attractive if they actively communicate their purpose. Okay, so imagine you as a consumer, you're looking at a sea of television manufacturers, and you're like, I want to buy a new TV, and you go to, who's ever gone to Walmart to buy a TV, and they're like all doing their thing, and the picture looks the same. All of them, to me, they all look the same. Like, I can't tell the difference between the 4K and the other K and the HDMI and the HDY. I don't know. They all look the same, right? I'm much more apt to choose a television whose company has very clear values and purpose that I can connect to. Do you feel the same way about the products you buy? Now, this is why it's kind of important that you are communicating your vision and your purpose and your values to the people who are your potential consumers. It's why a vision statement is so crucial. If you don't have a vision statement, you're just kind of there. All you have to lean into for new customer acquisition is word of mouth, right? So people that you've already had interactions with. And how many of you know you can do the best you ever did and still people will say bad things about you? Or really slick marketing strategies. And that can be expensive. A vision statement is a really quick, easy way for somebody to go, you know what? I've never used them before, but I'm going to try them because I like what they stand for. Did you ever think about that? That there's people choosing whether or not to use you based on what the purpose of your company is. It's kind of profound, isn't it? Again, not everyone is going to agree with you, but those who do will be more loyal and repetitive if they can connect with your company based on your company's vision, right? So again, you don't have to win everybody, and you really shouldn't be worried about winning everybody, but you should be confident that you've set yourself up in a way where you're going to get the people who are meant to be a part of your business via transactions, like peer-to-peer transactions or consumers or whatever it is. Your vision statement actually acts as like a hook and a lure in a way, okay? Clear vision also helps weed out customers you didn't want to begin with. Problem customers, right? Now, there's some people you just don't even want them to walk through the front doors. Am I right? You're just like, okay. Right? A vision statement actually can help weed those people out. Again, you don't have to be everything for everybody. God doesn't need you to compromise. He just needs you to be who you are. And sometimes when we are who we are, we naturally send people running the opposite direction, don't we? That's a good thing. In fact, I remember some very specific customers in my life with some of the businesses I did that I wish they would just go find a different company because they're so much trouble in dealing with them. Have you ever experienced that? I'm sure you have. So instead of spending time on people you're never going to please, let the culture and the values of your company cause them to move a different direction anyways, right? Again, you don't have to be everything for everyone. God uses you the best when you're yourself. Right? Okay. All right. Talk about vision and how it impacts your employees. Is everybody okay with what I'm talking about so far? All right. If you can't get excited for the vision of your company yourself, you can't expect your customers or your employees to get excited about it either, okay? How many of you know your employees will never care about your business as much as you do? Doesn't matter how good of an employee they are. You're never going to find somebody who's going to care as much as you do about what you're called to, right? That's just how it is. But you certainly can't expect them to get excited about something that you're not even clear about. Can't expect money to be, money is not the main motivator for your employees. Again, it's a new, not new, but there's studies to back this up. Money is not the main motivator for why people stay with the companies they work at. According to LinkedIn's 2019 workforce report, 94%, this is crazy, I thought this was through the roof, 94% of employees say that they would stay at a company longer if it's simply invested in helping them learn more. That's pretty wild. So what does that mean? They're looking towards the future. They want to see where the company is going. They want to understand what the core values are and how it's going to impact their life personally. And 94% of employees are making life-altering decisions based upon that. So how much do you think a vision statement plays into that? Quite a bit. I would argue a lot. Employees who say their mission, vision, and values align with their own are far more likely to recommend their employer as a great place to work, up to 70%. So 70% of employees recommend their workplace to other potential employees based on mission, vision, and value. 70%. According to, and to say that their work gives them a feeling of personal accomplishment, okay? So that's more important to employees than money. According to new research from some, I can't pronounce that word, Qualtrics, I think, they're also less likely to say they're thinking about leaving their current employer based on vision, values, and future growth, okay? Clear vision helps you find and retain the right employees. On the other hand, nearly 50% of employees in the United States and the United Kingdom say they are considering leaving their company because it does not adequately exemplify the values they personally hold, okay? So 50% of people working want to leave their jobs because the vision of the company doesn't match, right? And again, does that mean you're going to please, if you have a vision statement, you're going to please all your employees? Of course not, no, and you shouldn't think that you are. But you're going to help your business find the ones that match better with your company, and then you're going to retain those employees better because you were clear about what you stand for. Okay, this is a wild one. Over half, 56%, would not even consider a job at a company if it did not agree with its values. That's pretty crazy, right? This is how important it is. Money is important. We all want to make money. But more than that, we all want to feel good about ourselves when we go to bed at night, don't we? And a vision statement helps you actually weed out some of those people who would maybe apply to your company and maybe even get trained. You know how much it costs to train an employee. It's crazy. And then for them to stay 6 months to a year and then leave because they don't agree with what you agree with, that's really hard, isn't it? So having a vision statement actually helps you weed out employees and find employees that will be more invested into your company for longer periods of time, okay? Helping them see the future of the company through the vision statement helps them understand if this is the right place for them long term. Helps cultivate a culture for how your business interacts with its customers, okay? So how many of you know it's super annoying when your employees interact with your customers in a way that makes you look like an idiot, right? Having an unclear vision statement creates more room for that to happen, right? Because if there's not built into the company an identity that is very clear and defined, people are going to make up their own identities on their own, aren't they? They're going to do whatever they think is the best. And that's a reflection onto you because you're the business owner. A healthy vision equals a healthy culture, which means more trust between you as an employer with your employees, a greater sense of belonging for your employees, better sense of a better desire to be loyal. And because of all that, you can anticipate a better workflow, a more efficient workflow. Unclear vision can be a contributing factor for high turnover and poor customer-employee interactions. Okay? Again, this is not like a silver bullet, like solve all, but it's a way for you to better, to focus in, key in on the things that need to change in your business. If you don't have clear vision for why you're doing what you're doing, it's really hard for the people who engage with your business to understand why you're doing what you're doing as well, okay? Some very large and popular companies with very defined God-inspired vision statements. So I'm just going to read a few of them just to inspire you. These are multi-billion-dollar companies. Like, they're explicitly Christian, and they don't care. And it doesn't, I mean, maybe they're not getting the satanic witch to come through their doors, but they're serving people, believers and unbelievers alike, and it makes no difference. They just have a divine vision statement for their employees and for their long-term customers, and they're doing business in the world really well. So Chick-fil-A, which is the third largest fast food company in the country. Isn't that wonderful? They're so good. I love their chicken. So good. Chick-fil-A's vision, this is their vision statement on their website, to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us, to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. We're here to serve. We're better together. We are purpose-driven, and we pursue what's next. Isn't that a wonderful vision? I thought it was pretty good. Interstate Batteries. Who's ever used Interstate Batteries? I'm sure, John, you've used them. Their vision statement is very similar to Chick-fil-A's. To glorify God and enrich lives as we deliver the most trustworthy source of power to the world. We've been fulfilling our purpose for 70 years using these values to drive every action. Let me ask you a question. What's similar between Chick-fil-A and Interstate Batteries vision statement? Talks a lot about their divine inspiration, right? What else is similar? It says very little to almost nothing about what they actually do, right? If you never heard of Chick-fil-A before and I just read you their vision statement, you would have no idea that they sold the tastiest chicken sandwiches on earth, right? But you would say, hey, that's a really interesting company. I'd like to connect with them. I'd like to know more about them, right? So your vision statement doesn't necessarily have to be what you do. It can be. I mean, they fit it into Interstate Batteries. They say we've been supplying the most trustworthy source of power to the world. But even then, it's like, are you a nuclear power plant? Are you, solar panels? What are you doing? We don't have any idea. All we know is the identity that comprises this company. And that's more attractive to consumers, companies with identity. Hobby Lobby. We all love Hobby Lobby, right? Actually, I hate that place. It's demonic. Spirit of religion all over. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I hate going in there. I get lost. Offering customers exceptional selection and value. Serving our employees and their families by establishing a work environment and company policies that build character, strengthen individuals, and nurture families. I love that one. Doesn't mention God once, does it? No, not at all. Doesn't talk about picture frames or art supplies at all, does it? No. But you can tell just from reading that this is a very intentional company that you can trust your business with, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Okay, so a couple questions to ask yourself to help define the vision God has for your business. Okay, so number one, why did God call me to start the business I started? Okay. And that's a tough one if you've been doing it for 1, 2, 3, 4 decades. Why did God call me to start the business I started? How does my business serve and enhance the lives of the people it touches? Employees, customers, and the community it's in. Okay? So how does my business serve and enhance the lives of the people it touches? Employees, customers, and community that it's in. Number three, where do I see this company going in the next year? So 365 days from now. And I've read a lot about people having 5-year business plans. I think that's crazy because who can see 5 years into the future? Nobody. Can't even see a year into the future. But the amount of things that can change within the span of 6 months is wild, right? Like, we all know this. Things can change overnight. So I think having a 1-year track is much more appropriate. Number four, how do I want my business to be remembered when I'm gone? So I think the legacy of your business plays a lot into how you treat it today, doesn't it? Right? When you start to think about that. And I don't mean gone like dead. I mean gone like not. Maybe you've sold it. Maybe you've passed it on to children. Maybe you now have a board that takes care of everything and you just kind of like watch it from the outside. But how do you want it to run when your direct influence isn't touching it anymore? Okay? How do I want my business to be remembered when I'm gone? Okay. So again, I just want to say this one last time, especially for the folks who are like, whatever. Having a clear vision statement certainly will not solve all of your problems. Of course not. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to pretend like your pastor who's failed in all the business he tried to start can solve your problems by teaching you about vision statement. That's not at all what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that if you don't have one, you might be selling yourself short. You might be missing out on things that could be better in your company because you did have one, okay? So again, it doesn't solve all your problems, but it's a great way to honor and steward what God has already given you as you prepare for what he's doing next, okay? So it's a great way to steward what God has already given you, honor and steward what God has already given you as you prepare for what's next, okay? Anybody have any questions about that? Bing, 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 bing. Just before I hand it over, I just want to pray over all the businesses, if that's okay. But is there anybody, I'm just going to trust that it was that good of a teaching, and everybody's like, wow, yeah. Either you're thinking, boy, this was a waste of time, or boy, that was amazing. Solved all my problems. Okay. Well, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. And Father, I just pray blessing over every business, every family represented. I thank you, Jesus, for what you've started in each one of these people, that you've led them to this place, God, that you've provided, shown up, broken through in ways only you can do. And God, I just bless what they've put their hands to. And I ask, God, that there would be an increase in wisdom over their businesses and their families, an increase of grace, increase of provision, increase of strategy. And Father, we thank you that all of these businesses were established to glorify your name. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.